This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Shopping in the produce aisle can take time if one stops to look and study all the fruits and vegetables on display. If only those fruits and vegetables could be packaged together, maybe even with a recipe to help my family use them. Today we'll learn about an innovative program which is simplifying healthy food access using a local food store and community support. Thanks to Joellen Argabride of K-State Research and Extension for this story idea. It's today's Kansas Profile. Last week, we learned about Extension's Culture of Health initiative. This is an example of a local initiative to support healthy eating. Jared Gooch is the owner of Leota Foods in Leota, Kansas. His family has deep roots in the grocery business. His grandfather, Harold Gooch, opened the store in Tribune in 1948. Harold's son Dwight joined the business in 1972. Now the family owns three stores and Dwight's three sons manage one each. Jared has the store in Leota. In 2015, some people in Leota started to participate in a produce basket purchasing program which utilized out-of-state goods. I noticed these baskets were coming into town and I wondered why we couldn't do that with a local store, Jared said. That program ended after a few months, but Jared met with people who were interested to see if his store could provide such produce baskets. In early 2017, the group launched a program called Simply Produce. This program provides fruit and vegetable baskets to local customers through the Leota Food Store. Every 3 weeks, there is a sign-up period from Friday to Tuesday for people who want to get a produce basket. People order the basket and prepay at the store or by phone. On the following Friday morning, the produce is delivered to a distribution point at the fairgrounds. Volunteers then sort the produce into baskets, which customers can pick up at noon. Jared also delivers baskets to the school and to the elderly. Typically, the baskets would include 12 items, 6 fruits and 6 vegetables. The baskets cost $15 each. Since the baskets might include up to 22 pounds of produce, this is a terrific value. Purchased separately, those items might amount to twice that in cost, not to mention the time spent shopping. We've had customers say, "Wow, I get all that," Jared said. Some of our elderly ladies even share baskets. The store is now offering an additional mini basket option. Another popular option is the add-on baskets for an additional charge. For example, Leota Foods recently offered an optional grill pack which includes ears of corn, sweet peppers, potatoes, squash, onions, mushrooms, and more. All of those products would be great when prepared on my grill. This makes shopping simple, which means that the name Simply Produce is especially appropriate. This produce is delivered in the morning as in the consumer's hands by noon, Jared said. To get fresh produce in the hands of people that quickly in western Kansas is remarkable, he said. Everything about this has been great, Jared said. Now their store in Tribune is using the same model. We're averaging about 45 participants each time, Jared said. It's not about the business, it's what's good for the community and about getting produce into people's hands, Jared said. He also noted the importance of volunteers in assembling the baskets. Amy Baker, the Family and Consumer Sciences Agent for K-State Research and Extension, Wichita County, is one of his key volunteers. She's been with us since day one, Jared said. She even makes a recipe card each time, which correlates with the produce in the basket, he said. This is an innovative, collaborative approach to help people get healthy produce while benefiting the local economy. It's great to find in a rural community like Leota, population 1,534 people. Now that's rural. Shopping for produce can take time. We commend Jared Gooch of Leota Foods, Amy Baker, and all those involved with Simply Produce for making a difference with this project to help people utilize fruits and vegetables while utilizing their local store. I think it's high time. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.